camper started a fire and prepped for dinner. He saw something moving beneath the logs. It was a snake that was trapped. He quickly lifted the log and grabbed the snake to save it. The snake immediately bit him on the wrist. It was painful, painful bite. The man reacted and dropped the snake back into the fire. He grabbed a nearby pole to reach in and pull the snake out to safety. His friend saw it all and he asked, "Why did you save the snake? I mean, it bit you." The man answered, "The snake's nature is to bite. That's what it does. But that's not going to dictate me and my choices. My call is not to react with revenge, but to do what's right." Boy, oh boy, I cannot count how many times in my life I have refused to help the snake, so to speak, because it didn't deserve it. Oh, he didn't help me, so I'm not going to help him. Treat others as they treat you. After what she did, she doesn't deserve my forgiveness. Icky, who wants to be friends with that? I find myself always in a boxing ring. I mean, always, with the choice to stay me or to react to the world and the people around me. I see folks not reaching out, and I'm tempted to not reach out in return. But I strive. I'm trying. I strive to choose better. And I want you to as well. You'll notice others not thanking you or appreciating you. Stay who you are. Let me tell you something. Appreciation from your Father above, woo, baby, that is far richer and more fulfilling. Notice how life invites you and tempts you to settle into mediocrity. Mediocrity? That's not you. It's not you. That life without purpose? That's not your calling. I want you to choose higher. Seek God and His will for you. I assure you, there is nothing mediocre about that. I want you to see those obstacles coming at you and refuse to give up and give in. They're not here to stop you. They're here to sharpen you and equip you. Every hour, you and I are called to respond to our surroundings. We face our emotions of anger and fear and forgiveness, revenge, avoidance, indifference. Rise up. Rise up, my friend. Rise above. Remember, your Maker created you in His image with abundant opportunities for you to be the light. I tell you what, I see nothing short of excellence in that. Do you? This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go be the light.